Hi, I'm your date for the night. Yeah, your mother let me in. This is a great basement you got here, sweetie. All of the cartoon woman posters on the walls and the doll, I mean action figures. I like a man that's young at heart. Where's the bed? Oh, it's a futon. You know, I've always found futons extremely sexy. They're so lumpy and erotic. I'm not gonna lie. I need you right now. I'm so horny because of, you know, sexy body and man tits. So hot. It makes me just want to throw this dirty laundry off your futon so I can just fuck you right now. Oh yeah, your t-shirts with those walls on it are just making me so crazy. And take off your sweatpants. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll take off your tighty whitey stew. You fucking idiot. Yeah. That's right. But time what on the wrist such teeth. It's so sexual. What? You just want to poke it out of the hole in the front? Oh yeah. Yes. That's so kinky. Oh yeah, kinky. Okay, so just slip it out for me. Oh yeah, look at that choked, I mean cock, big fat cock. Oh yeah, yeah, it's so soft and this thing is seriously good, get hard. Oh, this is going to take forever. Oh, it is so good. Give it to me. I can't do this. You are so gross. Ew. Ew. Your dick is so gross. I mean, I fucked some pathetic dudes in my line of work, but holy shit. You literally live in your mom's basement? Fucking tiny dick loser. Oh my god. And now you get a boner? Ew. So you're into girls saying super obvious things about you. What a specific fetish. Well, I guess I'll finish the job. At least I don't have to bullshit anymore. Okay, so now that your clit is hard, I'll just rub it. I can probably just rub it like clay too. Oh, I'm not wasting my good lubes on you. Can you even come? Your balls are seriously puny, dude. They're super squeezy too, dude. That's not normal. You should see a doctor or at least a plastic surgeon. They could probably fix you up with a little charity ball donor. You know, if a real man with a real balls dies and donates his balls to someone like you who has defective ones. I wonder if they can do that for people with dicks as unfortunate as yours. You just walk into a charity place and just take off your pants down, and they'll be like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We need to stop getting money for cancer and put it towards helping a bigger tragedy. Your dick." All right. I'm stalling enough. Let's get this lantana with sexual experience over with. I don't have condoms in size. I hope you have your own. Oh, okay, good. Do you have the special order them from tinycock.com? Oh my God. I can't even look at your dick coming out of your tighty whities anymore. So disgusting. Ew. Alright. I'm just going to sit on it. Yeah, just as a thought. Disappointing. This is so weird. Well, you see, little boy, it's weird because when a girl fucks a real cock, she goes up and down on it because they have this thing called length and another thing called girth. Yeah, every other guy has at least a little, and it makes it enjoyable for a girl to fuck them. Yeah. But seriously, and this is like rubbing my clit on a bouncy ball. No. No, you couldn't pay me enough to pretend like this. No. I'm not telling your mom I'm your girlfriend. Why? Because that's so stupid. Even she won't believe it. I found a twitch. Was that you falling alone? But there isn't anything. I knew it. And you and dick that small can possibly walk properly. Finally, I get to leave, and I'll just get my money and buy. Oh my God, that's so gross.